Welcome to this brief body scan practice. Starting by choosing your posture for this practice, which can be done lying down, seated, or even standing. If you're lying down, may I suggest that you find somewhere that's as quiet and comfortable as possible. Perhaps on a carpeted area or using a mat, having a pillow for your head if that's comfortable, and a blanket if you would like that. If you're seated on a cushion or a chair, and just doing your best to try and have a fairly straight back, not rigid but upright, so that we're inviting our mind as well as our body into an attitude of alertness and presence with what we're experiencing. So settling into your posture. And just bringing to mind your intention for this practice. So we're not, with this practice, trying to achieve some special state or to get super relaxed or to get rid of thoughts. We're inviting an intention of being present with our experience. And as it's a body scan, presence with our body experience predominantly. The sensations that arise in our body. And inviting an attitude of kindly curiosity to whatever arises. So inviting you now to find an anchor point. So if you're comfortable to rest your attention for a moment at your abdomen, and just notice the movements of the abdomen as you breathe. This can be a helpful anchor point. If it's not comfortable for you to rest your attention in this place and to let your breath be your anchor point, then just choosing another anchor point for yourself now. This could be the soles of your feet, for example, or the palms of your hands, or sound. Just letting your attention rest in one of these places or another anchor point that you're comfortable with. And just knowing that at any point in this practice you can come back to this anchor point should your experiences become intense or unhelpfully challenging, there's always the option to come back to this anchor point or indeed to stop the practice. Please don't feel like you need to soldier on with something that's not feeling helpful. Always trusting your own intuition and instinct about what's helpful for you over and above anything that I might be saying here. So inviting you now to bring your attention to the crown of your head. Just noticing what's here for you in the crown of your head, perhaps noticing a little bit of tingling. Or other sensations. And seeing if you can have a sense of the space around the top of your head as well. And then bringing your attention down from the top of your head, around your scalp, into your forehead, your temples, and just seeing what's here in this part of our skin. What can we feel? What sensations are here? And if we find that there isn't much sensation here or at another part of our body, then that's absolutely fine. We can simply make that the object of our attention and become interested in what it is to experience no sensation. And then inviting our attention now further into our head. And into our brain, just seeing what we experience here in our brain. Perhaps there's a sense of warmth or a mild headache or tension. Seeing what we can experience here. And then bringing our attention to our ears, outer ears, and into our ear canal. To our nose, and then drawing our attention to our mouth, to our lips, and into our mouth, perhaps noticing dryness or moisture, having a sense of how the tongue is lying in our mouth. Whether it's feeling flat and relaxed, or whether there's a sense of being held or tightness in our tongue. And bringing our attention to our jaw. And again, also, this can be an area where we can experience some kind of tightness and feeling of holding on, so just noticing if that's the case for you. And if we notice anything like that, we always have the option to use our breath to support our practice here. So we could, for example, breathe in as if the breath were reaching the jaw area, filling the jaw with breath, and then on the out-breath, just releasing from the jaw any sense of unnecessary tension that we don't need to be holding on to, just releasing that on the out-breath. And so as we go through the body, experiencing any kind of tension in different parts of the body, we can try this out. We can breathe into that place of the body, imagining the breath goes in there. And then on the out-breath, just releasing what's not needed. So drawing our attention now down from the jaw, down into the neck. Feeling the skin of the neck. And then moving into the neck and sensing the throat and the experiences that we might have in the throat, maybe sense of soreness or dryness, moisture. So there's no right or wrong to what we're experiencing. Whatever we experience is simply our experience, and we invite this quality of friendly, kindly allowing to whatever we find in our experience. So drawing our attention now from the neck into the shoulders. And again, noticing how our shoulders are. How are we holding our shoulders? Do they feel relaxed and floppy? Are they tight and held? Is there tension here? It would be helpful to breathe into our shoulders in this moment. And out from them. Just sensing our way into what's here. And if we find our mind has wandered, if we've gone off to something else, then knowing this is really very common, very normal. Our minds are used to seeking out stimulation, and when we simplify things in this kind of way, they often want to look elsewhere. So just noticing that process, this is part of what we notice in mindfulness practice, what the mind does when we invite it to focus somewhere. It's not a problem. It's not indicating that there's anything wrong with you or anything wrong with the practice. It's simply another thing that we notice and another opportunity that we have to bring a kindly, friendly presence to our experience. In this case, our experience of mind wandering and then coming back to where we're focusing, which at the moment is the shoulders. And from the shoulders, the invitation now is to bring our attention into our arms, left arm and right arm, starting to draw our attention down the arms, noticing what's here in the upper arms, and perhaps feeling muscle and perhaps bone as we go into the elbows. And then down into the lower arms, keeping this sense of open receptivity to what we discover. Exploring the hands, noticing different sensations perhaps in the palms of the hands, from the top of the hands, perhaps differences in temperature or moisture, dryness. And exploring the fingers and the thumbs, perhaps the fingernails. Seeing if there's any sensation in the tips of our fingers. And coming back up our arms and inviting our attention into our chest area now. And just seeing what's here, noticing the movements of the chest as we breathe. Gentle rising and falling of the chest. And exploring inside the chest, perhaps into the heart area, just seeing what's here for you in your heart area. What's your experience? And then coming down from the chest into the abdomen. Again, noticing movements of the abdomen here as we breathe in and breathe out, noting the gentle rising and falling of the belly. And perhaps noticing other sensations, such as fullness or hunger, perhaps discomfort. And then inviting our attention to the back, the spine, a sense of the length of the spine and the curve of the spine. If we're lying down, noticing parts of the spine that are in contact with the ground and the parts that are not. And if there's discomfort in any part of the spine, then again we can try out breathing into this area, filling that area with breath, and then on the out-breath, releasing what we don't need to hold on to. Releasing into a sense of openness and receptivity, presence. And if we find that we're becoming quite sleepy, again, this is a common experience. It's another thing that we can notice. We can bring our attention to the sleepiness, perhaps notice where we feel that in our body. Feeling the sensations of sleepiness and heaviness. We might want to open our eyes. In other words, we have options. We can respond to the experiences that we encounter. We can also move if we need to. We don't need to stay like a statue. If we're uncomfortable, it feels like it would be helpful to move. And again, just inviting the thread of mindfulness into the movement that you make. So in this way, whatever happens, whether we move, whether our mind wanders, whether we're very still and settled, we simply bring this friendly, mindful presence and awareness to what we're experiencing. And from the back, we can invite our attention now into the pelvic area. And perhaps going carefully and gently here. This may be an area where intense emotion is found. And if so, just remembering our anchor point and the choices that we have. This isn't about forcing ourselves to be present with something that's not helpful to be with right now. It's more important that we look after ourselves and we take care. But if we're exploring here, then exploring the bones, the tissue of the buttocks, the organs that are here, just letting our attention be present with what's here. And then from the pelvic area, coming down the legs, both legs. Being with the upper legs, the thighs. Feeling perhaps the sense of the shape and the weight, muscle and bone of this part of our body. And coming further down into our knees, perhaps sensing bone in the knees and just exploring the front of the knees and the back of the knees. Both sides of the knees. And then down into the shins and the calves, the hard bony shins and the soft fleshy calves. Noticing the different kind of sensation between those two things. Perhaps noticing any differences between the left leg and the right leg. Drawing your attention into the ankle and seeing what's here in the ankle. Perhaps bone, perhaps no sensation at all. Remembering that it's the attitude we bring, the sense of curious and kindly interest that's much more important than the actual content of what we're noticing. And bringing our attention now into our feet. Tops of the feet and the bottom of the feet, the soles of the feet, noticing differences there, perhaps the contours of the feet, temperature of the feet, any tingling, and into the toes, and the gaps between toes. And finally, letting your attention rest in the big toe of your left foot. Just seeing what's here. And now as we come towards the end of this short body scan practice, just letting your attention rest in your body as a whole. Just sitting here, breathing, present with our body, present with all the organic processes that are happening without our decision making or willpower, the digestion, the circulation of the blood. Breathing. It's having a sense of all the cells in our body and the pores of our skin, all the amazing complexity that makes up this precious body of yours. And all these cells that we share in common with every other human being. And just resting here without any particular agenda or anything that we need to achieve. Just allowing ourselves to be present with the body as it unfolds moment by moment.